This is Enron Week on Capitol Hill. No fewer than 8 congressional committees or subcommittees are holding hearings this week looking into various aspects of the Enron collapse. The main attraction, former Enron CEO Kenneth Lay, will be a no-show. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me for our weekly political discussion. Good morning, Cokie.
Hi, Alex.
Mr. Lay was scheduled to appear this morning before the Senate Commerce Committee. What happened?
Well, over the weekend, a few things happened that deterred Mr. Lay on his way to Capitol Hill. One was a report that the Enron Board of Directors had commissioned to take a look at the situation itself. And it was William C. Powers, a professor, is the person who signed the report, and it was scathing. It said that various Enron executives were playing fast and loose with the money of the stockholders while enriching themselves. It said that Kenneth Lay functioned as a director and less as a member of management, that he was essentially asleep at the switch. But it wasn't the Powers report that really did it. Lay was still planning to testify. It came out Saturday night. After his team took a look at it, he was still planning to show up this morning on Capitol Hill. But then yesterday morning, various members of the House and Senate from both parties went on television programs and said things that made it very dangerous for Mr. Lay to appear. Billy Tozan, the Republican chairman of the Senate the House Commerce Committee, where Kenneth Lay was scheduled to testify tomorrow, Congressman Tozan said somebody's going to the pokey, which got the attention, obviously, of Ken Lay's criminal lawyer, Earl Silbert, who has sent a letter to Capitol Hill saying he will not be there to testify because there is a prosecutorial tone on the Hill that people's minds are already made up. Now, it's important to keep in mind, Lay was going this morning voluntarily. He had not been subpoenaed by the committee. Now it is possible that they will subpoena him and he will be forced to testify, in which case he might take the Fifth.
What about the rest of the week, Cokie? Are other Enron executives going to change their plans?
We'll see. Some were already planning to take the Fifth. Some said they were going to go up there and tell the story. But it's not just Enron, of course. Arthur Andersen also had the accountant also came in from great criticism in the report over the weekend. They have hired Paul Volcker, the former chairman of the Federal Reserve, to try to clean up their image. They had already hired John Danforth, a former member of the Senate. In fact, the various lawyers for these people looks like a who's who of Washington.
In theory, at least, these congressional hearings are supposed to get something done besides generating publicity. What legislation could come from them?
Well, there are lots of bills already in the hopper having to do with 401ks, and the president has made some proposals. The Democrats quickly jumped on it, said it was too little. Look, the Democrats are hoping that they can turn this into a Social Security issue. Watch out for your retirement. No privatization. It's worked for them before. They're hoping it'll work for them again.
NPR's Cokie Roberts. Thanks.